Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Wiggins!
Oh! Wiggins!
All right, we got Ryan Wiggins in studio this morning, and Ryan, good to see you. How are you?
Hey, it's great to be here.
I'm glad this worked.
I'm
glad you worked, because nothing else has worked this morning.
Seems like you've had a bit of a rough morning.
That's true. Drew, get us a flip back up on the socials there, if you don't mind, so people can see Ryan Wiggins in person up here. Hey, before we get to what you wanted to come in to talk about, Drew handed me this a minute ago. And, like, they're just sometimes the left in this country, and right now, Thomas Massey for the Republicans are just so predictable. Massey is introducing legislation to specifically prevent Donald Trump from getting us in a war with Iran. And this is the Bernie Sanders press release, and I'm holding in my fingers here. Sanders introduces the No War Against Iran Act, co-signed by, and it's the normal list of characters, Elizabeth Warren, Chris Van Hollen, Tammy Baldwin, Tina Smith, Ed Markey, Jeff Merkley, Chuck Schumer, and Kamala Harris. Apparently, he first introduced this in January of 2020 when Chucky and Cammy were the co-sponsors. So they are trying to blame what's going on now for the fact that Trump threw out that bad JPOA deal that Obama signed with Iran when we shipped them a pallet of cash in the middle of the night that they turned around and used to fund terrorism all over the globe. It's just a joke.
I like Thomas Massey, but I don't get this one at all. Even when he grandstands a little bit, I think he usually grandstands for the right reasons, at least in my opinion, but I don't know what this is. He's siding with a bunch of Democrat senator. He's not even a senator. So I don't know how this coalition has come together. It's very strange.
Yeah, I don't know. I was a little surprised. I asked one of my guests this morning, John Lamping, who is probably one of the most conservative people that I know, and I love him for it, how he agreed with people like Tucker Carlson and others who claim that Donald Trump's about to ruin his reputation, just like George W. Bush did. He had all these things he wanted to get accomplished. He let, in Bush's case, the war in Iraq ruin his entire administration. It's all that people talk about now from the George W. Bush years. And they all think that Trump's going down the same path. And I told him, like Charlie Kirk put out a message earlier, hold your horses. We've seen this movie before. And in the end, you'll agree Trump was right. How do you feel about it?
I agree with that statement because that happens more often than not. The way that Tucker Carlson is approaching this, I think, is wrong. However, his concerns are real that you have this massive military industrial complex that makes a lot of money on war.
Right.
And they are going to push for war all the time. And they're going to push us to get involved in wars because it benefits them. And so that's the thesis of why he's criticizing this. And I'm okay with that. But I am also like, why are you criticizing Israel doing it? Because he doesn't seem to be kind of splitting hairs at all. He's just criticizing the whole thing.
We've killed most of their top generals. We've wiped out probably at least half of their missile defense. That whatever they had to fire missiles, their launchers. We have air superiority. I say we. The Israelis have air superiority now. I'm not quite sure why the U.S. would need to get involved at this point.
I don't either.
The Israelis have owned them so far.
I know that there is a tremendous pushback from our side.
Yes.
On getting involved in this war, getting Americans involved in this war, and that is a very noble pursuit. We do not need to be involved in this. Israel is completely capable of handling this. We can support them, you know, morally support them. If they want to buy things from us, that's fine. But we do not need to have our troops involved at all.
Yeah. You were taking a look at, I saw the video of that airplane full of people who were part of the self-deportation plan. How's that going?
So this is really interesting because we've heard a lot about ICE. That gets all the headlines. In fact, it's caused protests. I don't know if you've heard of that yet.
Yes.
A few across the country.
Oh, one or two.
And,
and they looted an AutoZone last night because everybody needs car parts in an emergency.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I didn't
in
see
LA.
That. Uh-huh.
Yep.
I saw that LA malls are basically just boards at this point. And you're like...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Who's benefiting from this?
All the shoes are gone. Like they raided all the shoes. There's the only thing left are work boots because they don't need those.
Yeah.
So it's all good.
Yeah. So anyway, that's getting the headlines, but the self-deportation track is not. And we're just starting to get numbers on how this is going. DHS has this multi-million dollar ad campaign. Which you go, are you really spending money on this? Well, yes, you are, because it costs about $17,000 per person to deport them if you do it through, you know, force, if you do it through ICE. But if they self-deport, it costs basically nothing. That's why they're offering $1,000 to anybody who wants to take the flight for
free. So they'll give them the free air flight plus a grand to get them started in their home country.
Yeah. And one way to track the program, there's a couple different ways. One way is to track employment numbers. And Financial Whiz is cited by Wall Street Journal, and this is New York Post, calculated a decline in the immigrant population of 773,000 in the first 4 months of Trump's second term. The Washington Post claims that it's actually closer to 1 million foreign-born workers that have exited the workforce since March. Now, here's what's funny. The Washington Post is, of course, coming at this and saying, well, this is a sign of the weakening labor supply. Well, no, I mean, that's a bad take. Your numbers are interesting, but your take is terrible. They're trying to find some reason why this is a bad thing, and right. As well, the weakening labor supply. But they also have to acknowledge that it's caused wages in these jobs to rise. So in the midst of deporting and self-deporting, you're watching wages in these same industries go up for American or at least legal workers. So there's no downside.
NBC News has an article on immigration, and the headline is How a City in Nebraska is Recovering After the State's Largest Worksite Immigration Raid. This happened near Omaha, Nebraska. Every seat of the waiting area of Glen Valley Foods was occupied with people filling out job applications early Thursday afternoon, 2 days after the meatpacking plant became the center of the largest worksite immigration raid in the state of Nebraska so far this year. Dozens of prospective employees have been coming in and out of the plant all day hoping to land a new job. So they're having no problem filling these jobs that they claim Americans won't take.
Yeah, and so this is really interesting because you spin out of the self-deportation story into jobs numbers. Well, for the last few months, jobs numbers keep exceeding expectations.
Right.
In spite of the fact that people are self-deporting, so you're losing people in the workforce there, technically speaking. And then you also have... The government losing jobs constantly because they're doging everything.
Right.
So you're losing government jobs, you're losing illegal immigrant jobs, while still overall gaining jobs. That means people in America are going back to work. That's the only thing that can mean.
Yeah. It's everybody keeps waiting for it. We had our business expert on from Fox the other day, and she was saying, you know, they kept waiting for these inflation. Well, those were just the inflation numbers for March. Wait till April. Well, those were just the inflation numbers for April. Wait till May. And they just never went up like they kept claiming they were going to because of the tariffs.
Yeah.
And in this case, the job numbers are still pretty strong, too. Well, that's good. Can you hang around, Ryan?
Absolutely.
All right. Ryan Wiggins in studio with us. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.